Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Jason, first I have to say thank you very much for coming down to the 680 News studios to do this interview.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, let me explain. The time is coming up to 7 p.m. I am usually up in the morning about 3:30 in the morning to get into work at 6 a.m. Uh-huh. I did not leave here today because I knew who was coming in, and I wanted to make sure I did this interview because you say, my friend, it is a massive hit.
Oh, thanks.
And you realize that that song alone is creating memories for people right now. You realize that?
Yeah, man, it's incredible, man. It's really, really special to kind of sit back and watch everything kind of come to fruition, man. It's really, really been a long road for me, and it's inspiring to see how people are receiving me and my music.
What's been one of the most touching things you've probably heard from a fan? Because for folks who of course don't realize this, Jason was just on our sister station, Kiss 92.5. Women were calling up like crazy.
Yeah.
One young lady was literally just crying her eyes out because she wanted to meet you. What are some of the things folks are saying to you?
You know, all kinds of things, man. I mean, it's always inspiring to, awesome that, people could be, like, even moved to tears. Like, wow, that's so incredible to me. But, you know, people say, when people say that I've helped them out, through a trying time, with what you say, I've gotten so many messages saying that, I mean, you've helped my marriage, you know, our marriage, was saved by this song. And that's like, wow, somebody's life was changed by a song. You know, within my head, my song in my head, you know, somebody will pop it in and for just those 4 minutes, they can forget their problems and just have fun with this song, you know, and that's the thing about music. Music is healing. And my name is Jason, and Jason means healing. So I really want to heal the world with my music.
Now, you realize, for a young man like yourself, you really come from an old school soul. I mean, you really, God, you know, even though, you know, God rest his soul, he just passed away. And though your music is more of an updated version, you remind me a lot of Teddy Pendergrass, man.
Oh, thanks, man. That means a lot to me.
You know, where do you think that honesty, I guess, comes from?
Has to come from my mother. My mother is just an incredible woman. She is, you know, a very charitable person, but, you know, she just has the most loving heart, you know, the nicest person you would ever meet. She just raised me with love, and I think that's the product of who I am today.
Now, you started writing music when you were young, like what, 5, 8 years old, somewhere there?
Yeah, I started writing songs at 8. I wrote my first song at 8 years old.
Incredible. What was the song called again?
Crush on You.
Now, you see, it was funny when I read that, I kept thinking to myself, wait a minute. I know there was a song back in the 80s called Crush on You.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh. What was the group's name? It was a family group. I got a crush on you. I cannot remember the name.
That sounds awesome.
I can't remember the name of the group, but look that up on YouTube, man.
Definitely. Well, mine goes a little something like this. 24/7 days of the week, my mind is on you and it's getting to me. I've got a crush on you. I've got a crush on you.
Now, you see, this is how you know a man can sing, because we've had artists who wouldn't even think of doing that. You did that spontaneously.
Yeah, you know, it's my thing. I mean, I love singing.
But school-wise, too, you went to a different kind of school, right?
Yeah, I always went to performing arts schools where I could, you know, express myself freely. Well, at least I thought that I could express myself freely, but it didn't always happen that way. You know, in classical music, you kind of have to sing things how it's written. And at times, you know, that was a little disturbing. It was sometimes disturbing to sing with a group of people, too, because I was the one, you know, trying to sing louder than everybody else, so they could hear me.
Now, was it something like what we see on TV, a Fame thing, or, you know, the movie Fame? Was it like that?
Yeah, it is kind of like that. It is kind of like that. But the only thing is, I was kind of a loner. I don't think I fit. I don't think I fit in ever. But I'm so glad that I went to these schools, because, I mean, I'm you know, well seasoned in classical music and jazz music. I know about different genres of music. I know I can read music. You know, I mean, I'm you know, very, very, very well well seasoned, and I'm so blessed that I actually got put in those schools by my parents.
Now, you know, when we talked about an old soul, you did it old school wise too, Apollo. Talk a little bit about that.
Apollo 2006. I actually won the whole season of Apollo. You know, and I after I won that, I thought I was going to be like this big star.
You know, giggle.
You know, like that was, just so you know, that was 2006, and it is now 2010, and it is now just happening for me. So Apollo, you know, is so legendary, and you know, if those walls could just talk, you know, every legend has gone through there, and it's crazy that I got to perform on that stage. But I didn't win the American Idol prize. I didn't win a record deal. I got a pat on the back. Yay, you did it, kid.
But you did have a door open. Somebody helped discover you.
Not from Apollo.
Not from Apollo? Not when did that all start to roll in?
It was with my songwriting, actually.
Yeah, get into that, because, you know, and something I got to say very quickly, when I keep talking about this old school thing, okay, you, Neo, Jesse McCartney, there seems to be a list of young gentlemen like yourselves who are making sure that not only can they sing, they can play instruments, and they can write music for other people.
Right. Yeah, you know, writing is really important to me. You know, it helps me release steam. You know, it's like my home. The studio is like my house, man. I just you know, feel so fulfilled when I'm in there. And you know, it's a pleasure to write for other folks and collaborate with talented people. I mean, that's my one of my favorite things to do. You know, I've written for people like Lil Wayne, Danity Kane, Cassie, Sean Kingston. Actually, I co-wrote Replay for Ayaz, which went you know, number one here, which is really exciting too. So I had this elaborate songwriting career, and you know, it wasn't fulfilling for me. That wasn't my calling. That's not who I am. That is part of who I am, but I'm just a performer, and I love, you know, sharing music myself. I want to be the person that's delivering the message, because I got a story to tell.
But I still got to make sure folks are understanding this. How old were you when you're writing all these songs for all these people?
16.
16? 16? Mm-hmm. I was hoping my girl was at least going to go out with me to the dance that night. And here you are writing for major artists. You know, some of the biggest artists on the planet.
Yeah, man, it's really interesting, right?
But you wanted to be in front of the mic. So what did you do to finally convince these folks, you know what, it's my time now?
I think they started realizing, these record labels started realizing, you know, like this guy's really talented and he's really, really young. You know, a lot of times, you know, when you write songs, people don't know who was writing it. They don't know what that guy looks like. But as time progressed and as my resume grew larger as a songwriter, then you know, people started, you know, inviting me to the studio to record with the artist. So you know, that opened doors, because you know, I'm not the worst looking guy in the world.
No, yeah. Ladies, he's not.
If, you know, I'm young, you know. So I mean, yeah, I you know, so the rest is history.
And you put it all together, what you say, number one in the U.S., number one in the U.K., I mean,
Japan, everywhere, Japan, New Zealand, amazing.
You say to yourself, I want to make a number one hit. No, I shouldn't even say that. You hope you're going to be successful with your music.
Right.
But when you start seeing it hit the top of the charts, what's the feeling like?
Man, it's indescribable. It's unparalleled to any feeling. Because what's most important to me is that my music is connecting to my fans. And, you know, these days when you can get things for free on the internet, for someone to actually buy the song, 4 million sold, by the way, you know, really means that this person is really invested, you know, into this personality, this person. And that really, really means a lot to me, because I write music for my fans. I don't write music for myself. You know, I write music to, you know, let people have fun, you know, help them get through a certain situation. You know, that's why I make music. I don't make music for myself. I mean, though it is fun, I have a goal to change the world.
Curious, what's more important to write about, love or sex, or is there a combination?
I think it's important to talk about both. I mean, they're both part of our life. I don't think there's one more important than the other.
Interesting. When you decided, though, you've got the hit song, you got the hit songs out. Mm-hmm. Was this already set up for the album, or was it something that was already put out there and you're like, oh, geez, now I got to write the album?
Well, I recorded 300 songs for the album.
Enough said.
Yeah, but What You Say came early on. Mm-hmm. What You Say was early on, and In My Head was very, very late in the process.
So what was so what's the album gonna feel like when folks pick it up in March?
Oh man, so exciting. March 2nd. This album is a compilation of just completely different songs. I have so many different influences from so many different kinds of music, you know, so many different genres, whether it be rock, classical, jazz, R&B, hip hop, rap, anything. You know, that's you know who I am. I'm the product of the music lover. So if you love music, I mean, you're gonna love this album because it has a lot of different influences. No song is like the last song. Every song is really a reinvention and could stand on its own. Every song is literally a single. You know, we got to the point where the label was like, maybe we should save some of these songs for the next album, you know, so we're safe and, you know, we won't have any problems. I'm like, I'm not doing that. For myself, you know, and more importantly for my fans, I mean, I believe they deserve the premium material now. And when the next album comes, I have to step up to the plate and do it again. I'm not playing with scared money. I'm all about it. I'll take the challenge.
That is old school soul right there, definitely.
Thanks.
What's gonna happen tour wise though for you? Because you're touring right now, right?
Just got off the tour with Gaga.
That's right.
I'm gonna, you know, do some overseas runs. You know, to Japan and to UK, and so happy to be here and in Canada. I wish I could stay here, man. Honestly, the love has been incredible here. I just wish I could
Well, let me just warn you ahead of time too, because there are six young ladies who heard you on Kiss 92.5 who are waiting for you downstairs as we speak.
That's awesome, amazing.
That you know what that tells you? You know, that's a fan base. That's what you've been talking about. That's the way you touch people.
And that's amazing, man.
I think you're gonna have a long career, man.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously,
man.
I think you're gonna have a long career. Twitter and website, where do we check up on you?
Yeah, please hit me up on my Twitter and everywhere else. Twitter is at Jason Derulo. That is D-E-R-U-L-O if you don't know how to spell Derulo. It's at Jason Derulo. And my website is jasonderulo.com. My MySpace is myspace.com/JasonDerulo. My Facebook, Jason Derulo. Everything is keyword Jason Derulo. JasonDerulo.
And before you wrap this up too, Haiti, we all know what's going on down there. Anything you want to send some love down to?
Absolutely. You know, it's really a horrific event that happened down there. And, you know, I'm pleased to see how all the different nations are coming together and, you know, sending a helping hand. Definitely want to thank you guys. And you guys should really give yourself a pat on the back for helping out. But the struggle is not over. It's not over by a long shot. And we have to continue to help. I mean, if you have, you know, a couple of dollars here and there, you know, from time to time, let's continue to donate. Let's continue to donate and let's donate you know, clothes and canned goods and everything you can. I mean, if you want to log on to
680news.com, definitely
680news.com. You know, you can find some information on how to do that. Definitely let's change the world together. Let's help Haiti rebuild itself.
And my friend, you are definitely changing the world too with your music. Thank you for coming down again to the 680 News studio.
Thank you for having me.